This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The leader at 7 after the hour. I'm the leader of this band anyway. The band is called the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler has taken his Facebook and gone home. So I'm going to say hi to Valerie Ekstrom, Lancaster, who commented at Doug Stephan, actually it's a Facebook, I believe, post. She was focused on the president's announcement this week, as it was Labor Day and all, that the personal day or sick day category is to be expanded. And so one wonders what it really is. It's referred to as sick days. If you didn't hear the story, the president signed into law an executive order which requires all government contractors to give their employees paid sick days. And I don't know whether they're cumulative. I don't know that it was that specific. I think it's 3 to 7 days, depending on size of the company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess I'm an employer, and this lady, Valerie Ekstrom Lancaster, is an employer. She said, I don't want to hover over an employee to make sure that they are sick and in bed. If they have time accumulated, call it a personal day instead of a sick day. There's a choice. If they don't have time accumulated, they call in, they get time without pay. If the calling in becomes an issue, that's where a conversation needs to happen. As an employer, personal days allow for more honesty. Instead of the employee calling in and pretending to be sick, they can call in and say, I have some errands, I have to take my son to the doctor, I need a mental health day, that sort of thing. So if you're forward-looking enough, and that's the way you run your business, Richie, how do you handle personal days or sick days at the network?
Everybody gets whatever their vacation is. It's 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how long you've been here.
Right.
Personal days, deaths in the family.
I just said that's a different story.
Go do what you need to do.
Yeah, that's different.
Your kid is sick. Go do what you need to do.
So you're the arbiter, and you just say, if you have a problem, go take care of it. They
correct.
Come to you and they say, we need this, and you say, okay.
Sick days, I'm pretty, you know, I don't really track them unless it starts to get abused.
Right. Right. You have 20-some-odd employees there, right?
Right. And so,
but you don't want someone hacking on everybody else.
Right.
No,
right.
That's
especially on a radio network, you know, with all the buttons, and we're all touching the same things all day.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty cool about it. And but, you know, if somebody's calling in, like, twice a month or something, you know.
Abusing
then
it.
Then I start to go, okay, you know.
Okay. What's going on?
Put it on the calendar. Put it on the calendar.
Well, that shows you what kind of employee they are, and maybe that's the way you consider their advancement or lack thereof.
And I do. I don't have a big problem with that. Everybody here is pretty self-starter and self-motivated, so it's I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah. And Roberta, well, you've never really, when your father had the restaurant, how did he handle, because he had a lot of employees in the restaurant, how did he handle people?
You know, again, it was on an individual basis. You know, the wait staff, of course, you know, was pretty much they really weren't on an hourly or a daily salary.
And plus, so, they don't work, they don't make any money. So,
right. Well, no, they made good money there. Let me tell you.
No, but if they don't show up,
they don't make any money.
Yeah, right.
You know, and the same thing with the bar staff. You know, the kitchen staff was on salary, and again, for the most part, nobody abused it. You know, if somebody needed a day, or more often, they would come and let's say and do the lunch hour because they knew that was the crunch time.
Yeah.
But then if they had to leave early, said, look, you know, it's 2 o'clock, I really got to go, I got to take my kid to the doctor. Okay, go. You know, again, you know, it's just being a matter of being an employer that works with your employees, respects them as people, and, you know, looks at each individual case.
So here's the point. We are able to decide how we want to handle it.
Yep, on your own.
And my rules are actually more lenient than the one the government wants to use.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now if I have to subscribe to what the government says the rules should be, you actually lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
Now I'm going to count your going to your grandmother's funeral as a day off.
You know, but Rich, we run smaller businesses and we are more humane employers. And for the most part, I think we seek out employees that won't take advantage of this. But when you're in large companies, you have thousands of employees, and you do have people that will take advantage of it.
This is
so what do you do?
This is for government contractors.
You don't need the government you don't need the government to tell you what to do. The government is not, this is not a play for the government. This is a way of paying off political pals who have given a lot of money to the unions especially, and that's all this is.
It affects all the subcontractors.
Yeah, and you and I have to pay. The taxpayer pays. Mm-hmm. Okay, a new edict. Everybody who does business with the government got to do X, Y, Z. Fine. So they just up their costs, and you and I pay.
You want me to crank you up real quick?
Go ahead.
Buddy Mike, I live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. A lot of my friends are government contractors. That's what everybody does around here.
Yeah, right.
A friend calls me the other day, and he's telling me that he gets a call from the Pentagon, and they need to spend $100,000 today, or they lose it.
Yeah.
And they need to spend it with a female-owned business or contractor.
Send them to me.
Because that's where the money's. So they're trying to find, they finally find a company that can take the $100,000.
It's awful.
But they couldn't get the paperwork done in time. No. So it goes back to the Pentagon, and they have to get it back. So they lose that in their budget for next year. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, like, out of their minds. And my first question was, why didn't they think about this in June?
Because it's the government.
Because I'm so used to
grab-ass management.
I am so used to, at the end of their fiscal year, them having to just go out and throw money somewhere so they don't lose it in their budget.
It's
that
just
doesn't
ridiculous.
Shock me anymore. But the fact that they didn't think about it until the last day of the fiscal budget was killed me.
You know, that should just be changed. That if you have been fiscally responsible during the year, that you actually have money left over. Like, yay for you! This is fantastic. You're really running a good business.
This is how our government works.
Yeah. You
want
to
protect every nickel.
Allow it to carry over to the next year. So, now you'll have an extra $100,000 next year in your budget.
Use it or lose it.
Margaret Drew on Facebook said, I've never called in sick when I wasn't sick. When somebody hires you to do a job, they're depending on you. I do get sick, personal days at work were negotiated in, but I've worked lots of jobs that haven't had them. I don't think Comrade Obama should be ordering contractors to provide them. I'm not the comrade stuff aside. But I just
think
we really, really, really are in over our heads when it comes to all this stuff. We just don't understand how much all this is costing. And that is the real problem for me in all of this. I'm going to change the tone for the next half hour. We're going to spend time, Roberta and Richie and I, with a man who many people thought when they worked for him, speaking of employers, he wasn't a gentleman. He always has been a gentleman. And I'm going to tell you something about this fellow that makes him, I would say, very to extraordinarily unique in my book. I'll introduce you to George Green in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 17 and a half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're going to spend some time with a gentleman that I have admired. We have the Mutual Admiration Society. I'm just reading the note that he put on from the front of one of the books that he sent to me. The book's called Out of the Spotlight. George Greene was one of the two. I've been in radio not as long as you have, George. However,
first of all, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. I'm just so pleased to be able to talk to you and your listeners, Doug.
Well, I have this may not be necessarily although all of us who are you taught me a lot about radio and how to do it the right way. So this next half hour may not be as good, but I'm going to indulge myself, frankly, here, because this is about you and me in part, mostly about you and what you've done, George Greene. I spent 38 years with a radio station that I didn't tell him this at the time. I would have worked there for nothing.
You didn't tell me that.
I know I didn't tell you that. KBC.
Which I couldn't do that.
No, I know you couldn't. But you know what? I get paid in stock. I took, you know, we had that stock option, and because I didn't need the money, I took all of it in stock.
Well, you are a smart man, and you still are.
I wish I still had the stock, as a matter of fact. Anyway, yeah, KBC, one of the legendary talk radio stations in the country, and George was responsible, really, for its success. He was 17 years as president and general manager. I worked there in the mid-90s, and my friend Bob Kay, who brought me in there to meet, I remember meeting George and hearing all the things about how tough George was. You're not going to like working for him. He's brutal. All of the things that I heard about you, I was scared to my britches when I met you and thinking, good God, what's this guy going to, what happens if I make a mistake? You and Tom Severino, I don't know if you ever knew, did you ever know Tom Severino?
No, but I knew John Severino real well and his son David.
Tom ran, there were two good managers in my career, which has spanned now almost 51 years. I've had only two good managers, you and Severino. While doing the syndicator program for 27 years, I didn't have to worry about managers. But before that, when I was working in the trenches in the various stations I worked for, they just weren't good. And you had whatever it was, I don't know what it was, but you had leadership. Maybe that's the word. The station prospered with you. You created and found people like Dr. Tony Grant, Dr. David Biscott, Larry Elder, Dennis Prager. I'm on the list. Tavis Smiley. I remember tutoring him. Michael Jackson. God, what great talk names. So I want to talk to you about your new life as we continue this visit with George Green on Good Day. 21 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Keep moving here. 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli and I have George Green, although I will probably hog the spotlight because I certainly have told my friends about what it was like, and certainly Bob Kay, who is my manager at the moment, he also has talked a lot about George Green over the years. George, not only running a successful radio station, but has been quite an author. And one of the things that really touched me about you, I remember meeting your wife, Mim. Matter of fact, I think you had me up to your house, which is off in Encino, off of Ventura. I don't remember how many years ago. You still live there?
No. Doug, I was blessed. I got tired of the traffic in Los Angeles, and so I moved to the desert, to Rancho Mirage.
Oh, did you? I didn't
right
know
here
that.
Palm Springs, and then I'm blessed that I'm able to have a cabin up here in Lake Arrowhead. So
good for you.
I've got two homes. I frequently go into Los Angeles because I still have a little family there, but primarily, I just hang out up here and am a desert.
Yeah, good. All right. What I'm going to give this book to the woman that is Mim for me. And as I look at this, I think of how counterintuitive it is for me to look at this book about the way you love this woman and the way you discuss love as juxtaposed to the man who ran the radio station and was as tough as nails. Do people who know you well ask that question or wonder about that?
Yes, quite often, but I noticed that you picked on I Love Loving You, which is a small little book that I dedicated to two women, to men who I was married to for 47 years, and then a lady by the name of Myrna Odwack, who I currently live with for the last 9.5 years. But the main book, I think that we talked about, and we can talk about all 8 books.
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge that you've done all of these books, and this one is the one who struck me. You've written stories about your life, and you've written this wonderful love story and a book for children. But yes, I think the one that I find most interesting and has most commercial appeal is Out of the Spotlight, which is
that's the key book. It took me almost 20 years, Doug, to finish. And if you care to know why I wrote it, I'd be glad to do that.
Well, I think you had exposure, interestingly enough, to a lot of these people. But you were never thought of, I never thought of you, I never looked at you as a boss, as an interviewer. So I am curious as to why you decided to take this step, this route.
Well, Doug, as you know, I spent almost 38 years at one radio station, the KBC, moved up the ladder, Disney, the Walt Disney Company bought the company in 1995, and in 1996, on May Day, I was about to be 65, I'm now 84, and this Mr. Callahan said, by the way, George, when are you thinking of retiring? And I said, oh, maybe in about 2 years. Well, he said, well, we're going to move that day up. Your replacement is in on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked. I had breakfast with him. Don't ever have breakfast with your boss if you ever want to have alone. But that was it. I gave 3 days' notice. I walked out, and my wife, Mim, at the time, she said, because I was ready to open up a big office. I was full of anger. I wanted revenge. I wanted to get back at them. I wanted to show them I still had the capability to go on. And I started a little talent management company, and that lasted for a long time. And then I still manage some people at KBC. And I decided to write a book in 97, a year later. And I figured there were a lot of other people, like myself, who had gone through this consolidation. So I went to some people that maybe, I'm sure, some of your listeners would recognize John Wooden or Peter Ueberroth or Steve Garvey or Fred Clair of the Dodgers, Artie Johnson, Pat Boone, Ed Ames, Monty Hall. You know, there were just 45 or 50 people that I decided to see, and I asked them what their emotions were. What was it like when somebody comes up to you and say you're fired? Or primarily the other way around, when you say, I've had enough, I'm going to retire. And there are different emotions related to both of these.
Well, what I find in looking through this book, this is a story about people who came to the end of a chapter, but not the end of the story. That's
exactly
really what this
exactly.
is.
Exactly. People of all walks of life, I don't care if you're a plumber, my father was a barber, but he was in his own spotlight. Everybody has a spotlight, and sometimes that spotlight is much brighter, and then you go into a less bright spotlight. And the book is about how do you get accustomed, how do you get adjusted to that dimmer spotlight, and then finally, we're all going to the same place, Doug. The spotlight finally goes out, but your life is consists of a whole bunch of different eras in your life.
Yep.
I'm at 84, and there's an end to this spotlight. I hope it's a long way from now.
Yeah, I do too. As a matter of fact, we'll spend a little bit more time talking about the features in Out of the Spotlight by George Green here on Good Day, half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Right, 33 at the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A walk down my memory lane and George's memory lane. Just joining us, George Green, for whom I worked in the 90s at KBC in Los Angeles, has written a book called Out of the Spotlight, which has interviews with very famous people, very successful people, who have enjoyed their lives and been able to turn one chapter of success into another chapter of success. And I believe that that is the sum and substance, mostly because you've done it. I don't know that this is something that I ever would do because I've had a number of things in my life, so I just sort of would change the emphasis from one to the other, if you will. But when you look at people, I was interested in Catherine Ross. For those of you who don't remember her, she was on the bicycle handle. And when the song Raindrops,
That's right.
She's fallen. But Butch Cassidy, that's who she is. She's married to Sam Elliott, right? Isn't she married to Sam Elliott?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. So what did you learn about her, and what did she transitioned from acting, obviously, to what?
Well, she Catherine didn't particularly like the business. After she did The Graduate and she did Butch Cat, the Sundance Kid, they wanted her to do a whole lot of other things. And she just wasn't particularly interested in the business, and so she kind of bailed out of the business. That was simply that with Catherine. But she was an interesting, beautiful lady, and she just took her time about that life.
Mm-hmm. Went off. So Tommy Lasorda, another person that you knew well. I remember when you sent me. I was working for you, and I was doing my morning program that had happened to have an affiliate in Vero Beach. So when Dodgertown was there, I remember spending a week doing my program for you there, and also my regular morning program, and spent some time with Tommy Lasorda, who was nothing at all that I expected, frankly.
Well, Tommy is, what can I say about Tommy Lasorda? He's Dodger Blue through and through. He started his career in 1954, believe it or not, with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And then he has been there for his whole life, and I asked him at one time, it was kind of easy, because, by the way, all 45 of these people gave me advice to younger people. What advice would you give to other people going into a transition? And the sort of said, don't look back, look ahead. You can't change what has happened. Try to enjoy yourself, try to make another era. Where you could be happy, and that's what my advice would be. But he has no intention of leaving the Dodgers. He's still a scout, and we had one of the shortest interviews because the thought of being out of the spotlight was not something that Tommy Lasorda wants to address because he thinks he's in his own spotlight right now. It's not as bright as it was, but he just wants to keep going, and I'm sure he's going to go right till the end, and he'll probably have a blue casket, you know, wherever, whenever that is down the road. But he is true a Dodger Blue.
One of the people featured in this book, Out of the Spotlight, is Michael Reagan, who was the son of the former president, happened to have been a friend of mine for quite a while, and a lot of people that work at this network because he was associated with it for a long time. I knew him just because we became friends as we were both in the same field, but we became pretty good friends, actually. I remember the day his father got out of office, he and I were together, and he said that 95% of the people who were his supposed friends the day before wouldn't give him the time of day or buy him a cup of coffee because he had no influence, no connection to his father, and no use to them. Did he share that with you?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct. He had a wonderful career. I remember when he walked into the radio station, and at that time, I was, for my whole career, I was always looking for top name people, and he had the Reagan name, and he came in with these plaid golf pants. He sat in for Michael Jackson, and then he went on to have his own program. Then he went on to have a radio network. Then he went on to be with his father. He was an adopted son of Jane Wyman and Ronald Reagan. And he had a strange upbringing in Hollywood, like so many other Hollywood kids. Went on to be a race boat driver and won a lot of races. And now he spends his years with the Republican Ronald Reagan Foundation. Yep. But I love Michael Reagan. I'm still friends with Michael Reagan, and he just is an unusual man and with an unusual story about the love relationship that he had that he didn't have for a long time with his father, and finally his father put his arms around him and says, "I love you too, son," because they had never hugged each other until he came into a his radio station, Governor Reagan. President Reagan came in, and Michael decided he was going to hug his father, the president, and he did. And he says, "I love you, Dad." And President Reagan looked at him and said, "I love you too, son." And that was one of the emotional days in his life. And he's still around. He's still a happy guy, and he's still carrying on the very conservative banner that his father had.
There's an interesting, compelling story that you get from Barbara Sinatra in the book Out of the Spotlight. Tell us about her after Frank died.
Well, that's an interesting question, because Barbara Sinatra, she had 20... Well, I guess she spent... she was a model at first in Las Vegas, and she met Frank, but she was married to Robert Oliver in the 40s. She was a very lovely lady, and she married one of the Marx brothers, Zeppo Marx, and then she met Frank in 1976, and they were married for 20 years. Of course, Frank Sinatra had Ava Gardner as a wife, Mia Farrow, Nancy Barbato, and in 1976 they got married. It was third marriage for Barbara, and I asked her, I said, you know, it must have been a very exciting life being married to Frank Sinatra. She says it was, and she enjoyed every moment of it, and she said he was a remarkable person, generous. I can't say enough nice things about him. We went together for 4 years before we were married, and we traveled the whole world, every place. And of course, she loved Italy. She loved Italian men and women. And as far as advice, she didn't have any for entertainment people, because she said, entertainment's not my business. I have many friends in the entertainment business. She has dedicated the rest of her life to the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center, and that's down in Rancho Mirage.
Yep.
And so when we met, I was excited to meet her, and I thought I'd get a lot more information about their marriage to Frank, but she was not about to dwell into it, because she did have her own book.
So
she was an exciting one of my interesting interviews. I've had 40 of them. The first one I'll tell you about if you ever have any time, about Dr. Nathan Sperling, who wasn't a big personality, but he was very important. So if you care to hear about Donald.
No, you know, I've got time for one more, and I'm going to indulge myself, because Ed McMahon and I became friends long after I worked with you. It happened that I interviewed him on a television program, and then we, over the next 8 or 9 years, became very good friends. So I'm really curious as to what he told you about his life after Johnny.
Okay, you want to take a commercial break first?
No, I want you to do that, because then I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm giving you all the time, because I want to finish this and finish it on the note with Ed.
Okay, well, Ed McMahon, you know, met, Ed McMahon met Johnny Carson because he had an apartment right next door to Dick Clark,
right? Yeah, exactly.
And so he got involved with Johnny, and they kind of liked him, and for a different kind of show. It wasn't here's Johnny, but nevertheless, he was a Navy pilot. He did about 85 missions. And he remained with Johnny right till the end, and then they wanted him to stay on, and he did, and that was kind of the end of his life, because he got involved in he was drinking, and he got ill, and he was in the hospital, and then he passed away, unfortunately. But he was a very interesting guy. I enjoyed meeting with him too.
Yeah, he was a good guy. All right, there are a lot of great stories about a lot of great people alive and those who have passed on that are in
the... Can I give you one more quickie?
Yeah,
very
go ahead.
Quick.
Yep.
This is Estelle Getty, who's one of the Golden Girls, okay?
Yep.
And she had a great career, but of all the 50-some-odd people that I had, I loved her advice because she never took her... She never took her life for granted. She never took show business for granted. And when I asked her, I said, what advice would you give to others to win that spotlight when theirs start dimming? What should they do? And she said, you can't become seduced by this. You go into this business having made a normal living, and all of a sudden you're making $50,000 a week, which is a ridiculous sum of money. Depend on no one for your sustenance. Don't turn your life over to anyone who can ruin it. Depend upon yourself, because in the final analysis, that's all you've got. It's not the spotlight that kills you. What kills you is that you have to send the car back, you have to send the horses back, the private school back, the new swimming pool back. You either pay for them as though you were working, or you don't have them, which is why some of them go into debt by the millions. They don't want to change their lifestyle. If you're not prepared to pay the piper, don't act on it. Don't act like it's going to stay here forever. The hardest thing is to know that this is not reality. This is not the reality of life. It can be taken from you just like that.
Yep. It sure can. That's the lesson. So I wanted you to meet George because I have such great respect for him, like him as a human being. I thought this book, Out of the Spotlight, was especially provocative, but he's got 8 other books that you can find. GeorgeGreen.net altogether.
Or go to Amazon.com and that'll just punch up Out of the Spotlight, George Green, and that'll do it. And Doug, I can't tell you, I know all the subjects that you guys have covered on Labor Day and the Trump and Megyn Kelly situation and about the stock market and about the football stuff. To take the time to talk to me, I'm honored. I can't tell you how grateful I am, and wow. I hope you listeners didn't mind the interruption normal way to go.
You deserve the attention. You have my respect and admiration as well. George Green, Out of the Spotlight, and the other book that I would recommend from this series of 8 is I Love Loving You. George Green here on Good Day. George, thank you very much.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Whether it's rocks, plastic grass, or hardscapes, definitely not a landscape childhood memories are made of. Brian Osich has more on why nothing beats a backyard full of living plants, living grass, and living trees.
An outdoor play area provides a safe place for children and pets to enjoy the outdoors, but many parents are finding themselves shamed into removing their green lawns and yards in areas often affected by drought conditions. President and CEO of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, Chris Kaiser, says there are solutions.
Families can have grass. If you've got kids and dogs, and you xeriscape and put in rock gardens and mulch and cactus, it may not provide a productive place to play. And so if you were looking for native species and drought-tolerant species and turfgrass species, yes, there are options for families.
There are many types of turf grass to choose from, and some, like Buffalo and Bermuda grass, require very little water, making it a smart choice for drought conditions.
A lot of places are no longer native environments. They're man-made environments. And so what we have to find are those plants which are adaptive, that can survive in the world we've created and provide the environmental benefits we need. So the right thing to do is find the right plants for the right place.
For more, go to OPEI.org. That's Newsbreak from OPEI.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee.
With another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Past the hour now at today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know, this program is filled with all kinds of voices, alternative thinkers, people that will help you with advice, such as the case when we have Tech Talk time on. Greg Stebbin is here in a moment. We're going to talk about the Apple. Another new phone? Come on.
It's going to change your life?
No, it's
not. Yeah, no, this is the most important global event in the history of mankind.
No.
Yes, tomorrow
really?
Tomorrow after the Apple event. Everything, the sky will be a different color.
Really?
Yes.
It'll be bluer than blue.
You will fly like a bird. There will be world peace. Everything will change.
Wow. Man,
can't wait. Some phone.
I know.
Tomorrow. Wow, Zowie.
Yeah.
All right, well, just in case that may not be the case, some alternative thinking needed.
On the remote possibility.
And we'll get to that in a moment. Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, so let's get to the announcement. Well, in the event that you don't want to get all excited about the unveiling of the new foolish phone this week, there may be a few other things that you ought to hear about. So instead of us wasting your time talking about something you're going to hear 7,000 different approaches to, how about we talk with Greg, who, by the way, is in charge of tech at menshealth.com/radio. You can see what he's tweeting about there. The Moto G. I said it sounded like a bad Japanese movie, but perhaps not, huh?
Well, the idea here is that as Apple, we think, you know, everything you're hearing about Apple is a rumor, including anything we say about them today. A few others will tell you that.
This is, by the way, this is not fact-based radio. This is rumor-based radio.
Well, it fits right in there.
We're getting our new jingle. Rumor radio. The Doug Stephan Good Day Show.
I am going to tell you some facts about some other phones that are worth thinking about because, you know, historically, a new iPhone has been in the $650 to $950 price range.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Android side, the price of really great phones is not going up or staying the same. It's dramatically going down.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One is there's a lot more competition amongst manufacturers who make Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
Competition tends to mean better devices or better stuff at a lower price.
So is Apple just really doing a great job of selling? It's the name. It's the recognition. Everybody knows how it works. People tend to look at it as a trend, or it sets the tone.
Well, the iPhone is a great phone. But Android, there are lots of great Android phones as well. And today, there are at least two that I can think of that are every bit as good as the iPhone that exists today. I mean, I don't know what they're going to announce tomorrow. It really may change life as we know it.
Yeah, yeah.
But my guess is it will be incrementally better and different than what we've seen today. So, if you're completely married to an iPhone and that's all you want, you're going to be choosing, I would guess, between a $650 to $950 phone and a fantastic Android phone.
Right.
That costs somewhere between $179
and
$400. And
Moto G is one of them?
Moto G on the low end is $179, and it's just a really good phone. It's not going to blow you away.
Yeah,
your friends are not going to fall down in front. It's completely functional. It'll work on any carrier. Instead of making a $200 down payment, you pay $179 and you own
what
it.
What about the Moto? We only have a few seconds here. The Moto phone that costs $399.
That's the Moto X Pure Edition, and it is every bit as good a phone as an iPhone.
Really?
It's $400 instead of $800.
All right, half the price. Listen to what the man says. There's a song there someplace. Menshealth.com/radio. Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down.
I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.